A new Macular Society supported awareness campaign has just been launched called See What's Next to support people with wet age-related macular degeneration to maintain their independence for longer. This is the same condition that Dame Judi Dench has been living with, and there are over 40,000 people in the UK who develop wet AMD every year. Wet AMD can worsen over time and lead to sight loss if left untreated. So it is so important for people with wet age-related macular degeneration to attend their clinic appointments, which the COVID pandemic has been having an effect on. I'm joined by Kathy Yelf, Chief Executive of the Macular Society, to tell me more about the See What's Next campaign. Hello, Kathy, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.
Kathy, firstly, could you tell us a bit about the See What's Next campaign and why it is so important at the moment?
Yes, so See What's Next is a campaign that is led by Novartis that we've been working with them on, and it's aimed at people with wet macular degeneration. The reason for this is that there's been a great gap, really, in knowledge and information given to people with macular degeneration because so few people have been able to get to clinics during the pandemic and very few people have been going to have their eyes tested during the pandemic. And so over the year, we have built up here a real knowledge deficit, actually. We think there's a big knowledge gap. And this resource is to help people understand more about wet macular degeneration, how to manage it better, how to cope with it better. It contains all kinds of case studies and life hacks and hints and tips and information and advice on how best to manage wet macular degeneration.
And obviously we talk about the COVID pandemic at the moment, and although we're coming out of some of the lockdown restrictions, people may still be worried about attending their clinic appointments. What can you tell them to ensure that their appointments will be safe and COVID secure?
Well, we know that the clinics up and down the country have gone to enormous lengths to make sure that people are safe when they go to the clinic. So they have reduced the number of people coming into the clinic. So at the moment, there's a backlog, of course, of routine cases, but people who really do need to go are being called in, and we do encourage them to go. And there is proper social distancing. Often in many clinics, they will actually meet you at the door and walk you through safely. There's no sitting in big crowded waiting room areas anymore. The clinics are very streamlined. So you go in and you're in and out within a few minutes. So they are very safe, and we do encourage people to go. I know that at the beginning, of course, people were told, obviously with age-related macular degeneration, it speaks for itself. People are older when they have this condition, and they were, of course, being told, stay at home, don't go out, you're in a high-risk group. And we had many, many, many calls to our advice line from people who are saying, well, what do? I'm being told to stay at home, otherwise my life is at risk. On the other hand, I need to go to the clinic, otherwise my sight is at risk. And this was a real terrible dilemma for people. But the advice is go. If you need to have hospital treatment for your eye disease, please go. I am absolutely convinced that they are safe. The clinics are safe.
Why is it so important for somebody who has wet AMD to attend their clinic appointments?
Well, we know there's lots of evidence to show that if people are treated early for this condition, and it's true of so many conditions, isn't it, then the results are better. So the vision stays better the earlier somebody is treated. We know that macular degeneration is not reversible. So when vision is lost, it really can't be got back. And so the appointments are regular. People have to go often for life to have these injections, and it is a great burden on the patient and on the NHS. It's a very expensive process treating people with macular degeneration. But if the sight deteriorates, it's all but impossible to get it back. So it is important.
The See What's Next campaign is all about maintaining people's independence. Are there any examples that you could share of people who have wet AMD who are getting out and about and maintaining their independence?
Yes, I mean, people with macular degeneration, we know that our members, we have many, many, many members with macular degeneration, and we know they are very, very resilient people. And with the right support, with the right information, people can very often work their way around the problem. So, for example, how do you manage your money if you haven't got your central vision and it's so difficult to see? How do you manage to shop and see what's on the label and so on? These are really challenging problems. And so, you know, one of the things that, you know, we talk about a lot is Good lighting. Good lighting is incredibly important. You can often see a lot more than you realise you can see if you have really good quality task lighting to help you read. The right magnification in magnifiers, the right kind of magnifiers when you've been coached and helped to use them effectively. Technology, new technology is just wonderful. Smartphones, tablet computers, all these are a new generation effectively of low vision devices. And if people can get the hang of them, then they open up all kinds of possibilities. Voice recognition technology is another one that enables people to conduct activities that would otherwise be impossible for them. So technological improvements. And the great thing about people with macular disease is that they are absolutely the experts on living with it. So one of the most important things that the Macular Society does is peer support, bringing people together. We have hundreds, 400 plus peer support groups around the country, not meeting in person at the moment, meeting on telephone conferencing and Zoom meetings and so on. But they bring their absolute enormous wealth of knowledge and experience of how to cope with this condition to each other. And a lot of that you will see as well on the See What's Next website. So learning from the real experts on how to cope with this condition is a very important part. It's very empowering, as well as the sort of general fellowship and friendship that people bring to peer support. It's an empowering tool, really, for people to learn to cope with this condition.
If someone thinks they might be having the symptoms of age-related macular degeneration, what would be your best advice for them, and where can they go for help and support?
Well, they should go to their optometry practice in the high street. So your high street opticians has an optometrist who is an eye health expert who has the right expertise and the right equipment to examine your eyes and make the right kind of diagnosis. And if you need to be referred into a hospital clinic, a macular clinic for treatment, then they need to do that urgently. So if you have something wrong with your eyes, you see something differently, something has changed in your vision, see your optometrist as soon as you possibly can. And they should refer you, if you have suspected wet macular degeneration, you should be referred as an urgent referral within one working day to a specialist macular clinic on a fast track referral process. In terms of going for support and information, have a look at the See What's Next website, seewhatsnext.co.uk. This website has been put together by Novartis with our help and support, or our own website, macularsociety.org. And if you need urgent advice and you don't want to go to an optician, you want to talk to somebody first, then you can phone our advice and information service.
Thank you, Kathy Elf, Chief Executive from the Macular Society, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby.